Departure of a Newlywed by Du Fu, translated from Chinese by Hung Ai Bai and John Digby. Vine-growing plants like tusi and pengma rarely live long. Marrying a daughter to an enlisted man is not much different from abandoning her at a roadside. I recently became a wife, but my husband left even before we warmed our bed on our wedding night. In the morning, we got married, and at dusk, he already departed in a rush. Though my husband was not sent far away, he was positioned to guard at the border at Heiyang. I didn't have a chance to be properly introduced to his family. Now, how can I pay the ritual visit to my in-laws by myself? My parents raised me in the traditional way by keeping me indoors, away from the outside world, hoping that eventually I would be married and settled in a family, no matter whether rich or poor. Who could anticipate that this man would be sent to a battlefield and leave me in deep remorse, tearing my heart apart? Though I would rather follow him wherever he goes, the state of affairs has turned to such chaos and danger that the only thing I can do is to forget about the wedding and send him off to his duty. It is said that a woman in the troop would hurt morale. Now I can only sigh and take off my wedding dress, which took me so long to prepare as a girl from a poor family. I will have no chance to put this dress on again, nor can I remove this beautiful cosmetic makeup in the presence of my husband. Looking up to the sky, I see birds, old or young, flying in pairs. I know there are all kinds of misfortunes in human life, and for me, it will be a long parting from my new husband.